All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Even though this old body.
Just doesn't work.
As good as it used to. The lymph system. The sinuses.
The muscles.
The joints. The eyes.
What's up with this?
This body.
All that it's been through.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if
this goofy tapping
really could help?
I want a miracle.
I want a tangible.
Measurable.
Exciting.
Mind-blowing.
Body-easing.
Fun. Miracle.
No, I don't.
How could I explain that?
Who would believe that?
I want it anyway.
I want to be open to the possibility
that I'm ripe
for a miracle
to sneak in for me.
At work.
In my life.
In my hips.
In my sinuses.
In my heart.
In my mind.
I don't care where.
I want a miracle.
No, I don't.
If I get one,
I'm going to want a whole bunch.
I want a miracle.
No, I don't.
If I get a miracle,
I'm going to buy a lotto ticket.
And then I'll be disappointed.
I know this circle.
Getting my hopes up.
And being so disappointed.
Feeling stumped.
Feeling stuck.
All the sadness.
I'm still holding.
From my life experience.
All the disappointment.
Slowing down.
The systems in my body.
These funny human bodies.
These big filters.
I want to forgive myself.
For slowing down the filters.
Overloading the filters.
With good food.
With good drink.
With good dance.
With fake food.
With fun.
All the ways.
I've overloaded
the filters in my body.
All the ways.
I've gunked things up.
Joints.
Circulatory systems.
My mind.
My memories.
My energetic field.
I want a do-over.
Right now.
I want a do-over.
I want a fresh slate.
I want my lymph system to wake up.
And go to town.
Gently.
Easily.
In a pleasant way.
I just realized what could happen.
I desire
my sinuses
to hear me now.
There is sadness.
There's a lot of sadness.
It's a sad thing
to be human.
We have a complicated history.
There's sadness everywhere.
Even when I'm happy.
Even when I feel blessed.
I know of others.
And it's sad.
All the sadness.
I acknowledge it now.
All the sadness.
I recognize it now.
All the sadness.
I validate it now.
And I invite my sinuses
to play with the idea
of a miracle.
Sadness is everywhere.
I can access it at any time.
I can watch the news.
I can rent a movie.
I can read a magazine.
I can read a book.
I can play back a memory.
So many memories.
With sadness.
So wouldn't it be nice?
If this sinus system,
if these ears, years.
Could allow.
Clearing.
Balance.
If this respiratory system.
Could remember.
A higher vibration.
Before so much sadness.
Had been stored.
I always thought I had to hold it.
What else would I do with it?
I'd like to be open to the possibility.
That I can release.
Oodles of sadness.
Release it now.
With some silly tapping.
With some odd words.
Just release it back.
To source energy.
To God.
To be recycled.
I believe in recycling.
I'm ready to let it go.
Everywhere I've stored sadness.
In my hearing.
In my ears.
All the sad things I have heard.
All the sad things I have felt.
All the sad things I have spoken.
It's true.
I no longer desire
to store them.
It's a very sad thing
to know what humans go through.
I prefer to feel better.
All the grief
I've stored in my lungs,
in my heart,
in my chest,
all the heaviness of grief,
I'd like to let go.
What I can let go of
right now.
Oh, I would hold it.
Keep it.
Hold tight to it.
If I thought it would help someone else.
I don't think it's helping anyone else.
If it is possible today,
I invite help.
Of any kind.
From wherever it comes from.
To take this grief.
To take this sadness.
To take this heaviness.
Back.
So that it can be recycled.
Into something lighter.
And brighter.
Oh, I will feel sad again.
I will know grief.
That's a given.
For every human.
So wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it feel better?
Wouldn't it be a lovely miracle?
A generous miracle.
A surprising miracle.
If I could release,
all excessive
sadness and grief,
from wherever I'm storing it,
in my body.
Oh, that's not possible.
I might like to try it anyway.
I don't have to tell anyone.
I'm just seeking
to be part of the recycle.
To feel better.
To feel lighter.
To contribute.
From a much higher vibration.
I have known.
A great deal of sadness.
Mine and others.
I will always know.
Of sadness.
I no longer desire.
To store it in my body.
Anywhere in my body.
I'd like to let that go now.
This body.
This amazing body.
I've never actually thanked it.
For holding all that sadness.
All that grief.
I might have cursed it.
Doubted it.
Feared it.
But I've never thanked it.
I invite my body.
All the systems in my body.
All the many systems.
The collection of miracles.
That make up my physical being.
I invite them now.
To receive my gratitude.
I don't like sadness.
I don't like grief.
I thank my body.
For working with me.
To the best of its ability.
And now I want to support my body.
Lovingly support my body.
And release
all excess sadness.
All excess grief.
That doesn't serve anyone.
This amazing body.
Sometimes it surprises me.
I want to remember
how much this body
cares for me.
Provides for me.
Works with me.
I want to fill this body
with love and appreciation.
With the very high vibration
of light.
Of appreciation.
Of gratitude.
And even of possibility.
Miracles.
The unexpected.
Things just out of reach.
Today I love my body.
I put aside judgment
and criticism
and dread.
And I just fill my body
with my love
and appreciation
of being alive,
of having an earth experience,
of having a mother experience,
a daughter experience,
a son experience,
of having
this earth life
with great sadness
and great joy.
I reestablish
balance
in my physical body,
in all systems of my body.
I flood my mind
with self-love.
I flood
all glands,
all circulatory systems,
all muscles,
all tendons,
all fibers,
all tissues.
I rebalance myself
in this crazy earth life
of contrast.
I invite balance
in my body now.
Okay, big breath.
Any thoughts or memories or pictures come up?
I just feel real peaceful.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just